Well, I to the thunka. I firm right, it's like a hug from Hashem. A tremendous Abba for Klal Yisrael that we experience in the sukkah. And we have the ability at this time of year to create a structure which is transformative. Everything we do in a sukkah becomes a mitzvah. We eat, we drink, we talk, we sleep. It's all a mitzvah. And the regular activities that we do each and every day of the year, which are ordinary, all of a sudden they are transformed because of the holy nature of the sukkah, the makom kadosh, which the sukkah is. Now we all know that the sukkah replicates the anane hakavod, but the truth is it's not a replication, it is the anane kavod. When we stand in that place, we are standing in the anane kavod. And we see the great ability of Klal Yisrael, which Hashem gave us, to take something physical and to translate it into something ruchni, to something spiritual. It's a very uniquely Jewish thing. And on Sukkot, it reaches its highest place. We go through each one of the mishpizim. Tonight, as we mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're also trying to bring that midah into Kedusha. So tonight, Moshe Rabbeinu's midah, Netzach, to persevere, to be dedicated, to overcome our obstacles. All those things in the realm of Kedusha would be the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when we experience the atmosphere of the sukkah, simply by being in it, we absorb that trait. So when we welcome the mishpizim each night of sukkahs into our sukkah, we are truly welcoming them. They are there. The neshamas are there. But it's also that we're internalizing them. We're internalizing the midah that they possess. And it's becoming part of us. One of the inyanim on sukkahs, which is brought to the Arizal, is that people should shake the lulav and esrog inside the sukkah. Al pidim, that you don't have to do that, but the Arizal says you should, and that's what most people try and do. Before they go to shul in the morning, they say, shake the lulav and esrog, and bench lulav and esrog, and shake it in the sukkah. And what's happening, there are two things. The sukkah is a surrounding light. It's called an ur makif. It's the light which encompasses us. And in a certain way, it represents things that are beyond us. They're very lofty. The lulav and the esrog is an ur panimi. And that's internalizing the light. And that's why each direction we go, we bring it back to our heart. Because we're extending it as far as we can in that midah, then we bring it back into our heart to internalize the midah. And by doing that in the sukkah, we're combining both the surrounding, or the or makif, and the or panimi. That's a unique opportunity which is available to us only one time during the year. But we know that in sukkahs we have a special inyan of simchas beis hashoeva, and there are many, many reasons for that. But I think one of them is that we're able this time of year to put everything that we do in the realm of Kedusha. It's an unbelievable opportunity. You can have a conversation with somebody and have it in the sukkah and it becomes kadosh. So that's a great simcha. What a great simcha that is. Just to talk to somebody and know that you're talking, it's in Kedusha because you're in the sukkah. You have a bite to eat, you decide to have a snack, go out to the sukkah, and all of a sudden it's kadosh. What an unbelievable simcha that is. And really, the simchas beis hashoeva is a celebration of a very simple thing. They pour water on the mizbeach. Zahu. It's the simplest of things. And that's what it represents. That even something which apparently is easy, it's physical, you do it in the right context, in the right way, it elevates it to the highest level. The Ein Simcha, the Simcha Hazos. There's no Simcha like that, but to know what we're doing in the physical world is elevated into very high levels of openness. So although we're not sitting in the sukkah right now, it's ke'ilu we are, because we're celebrating with that simcha, and we hope to get back in there, b'karo, and have nice weather for the rest of the Yom Tov, to celebrate the Man Simcha Seinu in our sukkahs, b'zrat Hashem. In the meantime, we're having a great time here. We did. So you did one more round.